So this is the old rail line from Sackville to the spur line from Sackville to Prince Edward Island. And we're on the section to the north of the Trans-Canada Highway. It goes by Tantramar High School as it heads toward Cape Germain and goes out through Middle Sackville, crossing the edge of the Tantramar Marshes, past dairy farms and just gorgeous vistas across the marshes at the head of the Bay of Fundy, and eventually heads into the upland forest as you reach Midgick and continues on to Bay Vert and then to Port Elgin and eventually to Cape Germain.
That's retired Sackville doctor Ross Thomas walking on and talking about the Trans-Canada Trail as it runs through the town of Tantramar. Thomas is one of a group of concerned citizens who has asked town council to take over management of the trail inside town boundaries. At next Tuesday's Tantramar Council meeting, Councillor Josh Gauguin will be bringing forward a motion to do just that. The Trans-Canada Trail is currently managed by the Provincial Department of Natural Resources, but that department has not maintained the trail surface or replaced the gates and signs that once helped keep people on ATVs and quads from driving on the non-motorized trail. The result is a potholed and damaged surface that gets worse each passing year. Gauguin's motion asking for a town takeover of the trail comes roughly 6 months after citizens raised the request to town council at their June meeting. At the same meeting, Quad MB made a presentation with their own request. The ATV group asked for town council support in getting official permission to use the trail, starting at Donald Harper Drive and heading past Silver Lake out towards Midgick. That's something the citizens group, including Ross Thomas, opposes.
Between the Darnell Harper Lane and the highway, there's over 100 fairly deep puddles that make it pretty well unnavigable for many people, especially people with strollers and people that are not adept on bicycles and people that aren't as agile on their feet. And so this is just our local example of how that shared trail use has not worked well. It's not a purposeful shared trail use, but the signs were removed and the gates were torn down. And because of that, the ATVs felt they were allowed to use this, and they did. And so over the last 5 years, there's been a deterioration in that. And you also see that people are just not using it, partly because of the trail surface and partly because they're not comfortable sharing a trail with machines. So we feel that the trail should be for pedestrianized use only, but we welcome ATVers on the trail. Anyone can use the trail, but please don't bring your machines.
Thomas sees the trail as an exercise opportunity for residents looking for places to hike or walk dogs, but he also sees it as an active transportation corridor.
And it's really a rural sidewalk. It's really, other than the sidewalk from the highway to Silver Lake, it's the only sidewalk in town this side of the highway. It's the only place people can go safely to exercise with pets and with children. And it is also a key to a green transportation network that could be developed in Sackville but would not happen in the presence of motorized vehicles. So I think if the ATV people want to have access to town and council thinks that's an important thing to do, then we already have a massive network of roadways built for motorized vehicles, and they should consider using those rather than putting them on sidewalks.
The group of citizens Thomas is part of has a larger vision for the Trans-Canada Trail, which involves a safe connection across the Trans-Canada Highway for people walking and biking. A pedway across the Trans-Canada has been an idea floated for decades, but 2 years ago, the push was reinvigorated by an anonymous donation of $1 million towards the project.
This, is, we've been told, is enough money to leverage provincial, federal, and other sources of funding to potentially complete this project. And, you know, not only would it be a great thing locally, it would also put Sackville on the map as people drive under the highway. They would notice this amazing structure that speaks to the town's support of green transportation exercise, and it would be also the start of a link to the excellent bicycle trails on Prince Edward Island. So they have a tip-to-tip rails to trails that are well used and are a destination for people traveling from other provinces. who pass by Sackville and New Brunswick in general because of their lack of cycling infrastructure to go to the islands. So we're missing out lots of tourism dollars.
Thomas says the town taking over management of its portion of the Trans-Canada Trail is a necessary first step towards making the pedway a reality. Although Active Living Director Matt Pride says he has yet to crunch the numbers on trail management, Thomas is confident that the town won't face steep costs if they do take over the trail from the province.
We're pretty sure that there's lots of funding available through the Trans-Canada Trail if it's a pedestrianized route. If it's a shared route, that funding would be unlikely. But certainly they're very keen to be involved in both with signage, trail surface repairs, and gates as necessary. They would rather it be in a more secure state than it is now with the Department of Natural Resources, which really have put very little money or time or effort into it over the last, for a long time. I mean, they just have not done a very good job, and they just don't have that doesn't seem to be one of their priorities. So we feel the town is a much stronger interest in it, and I think are willing to do that. But I don't think it's going to be a huge economic liability for them, no.
Thomas says he's not certain what the reaction to Gauguin's motion will be around the Tantramar Council table.
Well, I think it will be mixed, but I think if council looks at it from the point of view is what's good for everybody rather than for one interest group. So, yes, you could say we're an interest group, but we're an interest group that is speaking for everybody, that everyone that can walk or can bicycle or push a stroller can go on this trail. Whereas if it becomes an ATV trail, or maybe a shared trail, then I think then it becomes more elitist. It's for people that can afford to have an ATV as a recreational vehicle. And I think, as I said earlier, let the ATVers come, but just on their feet, not on their machines. And I think that way it's democratic and everyone can use it. And view it as a rural sidewalk. I think that's really important. That's what this is.
That's trail and pedway advocate and retired Sackville doctor Ross Thomas. Council meets next Tuesday, December 12th at 7 p.m. at Sackville Town Hall. Councillor Josh Gauguin is expected to make a motion asking for Tantramar to take over management of the Trans-Canada Trail inside the newly amalgamated town limits.